Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Every once in a while, the news cycle of the Earth tells us what the show has to be.
Right.
And right now, it's pathetic proposals.
Big time.
I believe Amber just saw one like being broadcast on TV, and I didn't catch it. So what did you see?
It was the worst idea ever. So this couple is in a convenience store buying beer. A man walks in to rob the place. They get scared. He puts her down on the ground, acting like he's protecting her. The robber comes around the corner and says, "Are you guys married?" And he goes, "No, we're not married." And he goes, "Well, what are you waiting for?" Pulls out a ring. And then the guy pops a question.
During a fake pseudo-robbery?
During a fake robbery at like a 7-Eleven on the ground with a pack of Bud Light next to him.
To me, the Bud Light kind of made the proposal.
It was the best part of it. So many people are moving in that direction.
Yes.
Where there's...
Enough.
Where there's there's a feeling like your life is going to end, yep, or you're going to lose the one you love, and then they pull the rug out and go, "Psych! I want to spend forever with you."
That's just way too many emotions in a short amount of time.
Yeah, did it appear... I know the sound was off when it was on, like, whatever. Did she say yes? Do you think
yes, she said yes. She started crying, and they kissed. Yeah.
But how would you like to be the guy you're pretending to be the robber? I mean, how do you know the clerk doesn't have a gun and pull out and just take you?
Tony, come help me out on Friday. And you take some shrapnel from a shotgun. They had to work it out with everybody.
I'm sure.
In order to...
So it's like a practical joke / proposals are now the...
I get, maybe that's their thing. They're okay. Just like a bunch of jokesters. It would not work on me. I would have gotten up and walked out.
Oh, so you would dumped the guy then,
100%.
Yeah.
'Cause wasn't there another one?
Or just try again and apologize a lot for that.
There was one, and I don't know, I might be getting this wrong. It might have been a promposal, but I think it was a marriage proposal. He had a trooper pull him over.
Yeah, everyone's
and
involving
then, like, pull
law
him
enforcement.
Out of the car and, like, rough him
the
up
whole nine.
And do a bunch of stuff. And the girl's in the passenger seat freaking out. And then finally the trooper, he's got him, like, sitting there. He's like, "Ma'am, I need you to step out of the car." And she steps out, and then the guy gets down on one knee and asks.
Oh, no.
And it's like...
Aaron said some guy pretended to be dead and was like, "I'm on the way to the hospital.
Truth.
Meet me there." And by
I think
the time
she worked
got there,
at the hospital.
Or, yeah, she was a nurse.
Yes.
"I'm on my way there." And she goes to see him, and they've got the sheet over him.
Like,
and then
passed.
He pops up and was like, "Marry me."
Shut up!
Well, psych. Like, you
yes.
said, and she said yes to that one?
Oh, I don't know.
What? I think in that case, he knew he
She's
wanted her coworkers involved.
Yeah.
And, like... To just walk, he said something like, to just walk into the ER with, like, flowers, like, other dudes had already done that.
Why are you proposing at her job?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How is that romantic?
Thank you.
Where do you want to be proposed to?
Not in public.
You don't?
Okay.
No.
Not
intimate.
At all.
No.
Like, just the two of you.
I would like it to be just the two of us are fairly intimate, and then I hope that afterwards friends and family are nearby somewhere.
So you want him to do that thing... Where he's already called people and they're just like waiting in the wings.
That I honestly never thought I would like that. But then this summer, my friends got proposed to when we were all around. And it was so much fun to celebrate with them right after the
fact.
Like
the moment it happened.
Yeah, it was like just a great time to be there. And she was so happy that she was surrounded by her best friends and family. I was like, that is nice.
That is cool.
But like you don't want... Because I've seen kind of the similar thing where there's like they walk into like the public square where there's a fountain and then it turns into a flash mob and everybody's involved in the
light. I don't want eyes on me like that.
You don't want any. But if they're all there, then they might be seeing
me.
No,
see, I'm saying like he takes me to a rooftop. I think we're going to dinner. And then it's like a proposal happens. And then he's like, "Hey, downstairs in the actual restaurant, everyone's waiting for us."
You would want your parents that close to witnessing you getting proposed to, but not to actually get to see it.
Yes.
Wow. Selfish much?
I never thought of it
that
way.
They'll get to see the wedding.
But shouldn't that be intimate between the couple and not a big, huge jumbotron thing?
Plus, you're so nervous already, and he's nervous. You just want to, like, take in the moment. You don't want a bunch of people looking at you. And what I want to, like, make out after. I don't want my mom seeing that.
Nice.
Or dad.
All right. Well, her proposal is going to be great, but if you had one of those pathetic proposals, like, for example, pretending he was dead,
right.
We want to hear the worst proposal you've ever seen. There's a couple more we have to get to here. A dude proposed to his girl. They're surfers, and he must be really good because he was able to get down on one knee on the board. Is that hard?
Wow. It must be.
Would say with her on it, too?
Were they on the same board?
Oh, they were together. Okay. Next to each other.
Yeah, they were surfing. Yeah, it said he was seen down on one knee on his surfboard while his girlfriend surfed next to him.
Oh, okay.
She said yes, and he dropped the ring into the ocean.
Oh. I hope it was a dummy ring.
It was.
Oh, they do that just for the video or
something? I think he did that probably. But again, you're doing the same thing as getting pulled over, pretending you're dead. She had to be thinking,
oh my gosh, there goes my engagement ring.
And then probably want to dive in and like,
ooh, that could have.
And then you get back up to the shore and he's like, no, it's like the ring. He's like, but that's, I just don't understand.
I know.
We went from, I mean, I think you alluded to it, the jumbotron thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I know Amber doesn't want eyes on her, but I don't know. I maybe could say 5 women total in my whole entire life that would want it to happen at a sporting event.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The sporting event is for you, not her. Morons. So then you're like, look at the Rockies scoreboard. No, wait. It's like, no, I don't want to see Arenado's stats. No, just wait. Keep looking. It's like, it's.
Yeah, right.
Because I was at a Rockies game. I don't know. Man. You know, sometimes the things that go on the screen are like a put on or whatever.
They are. They were filmed beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
So the proposal thing came up. It came on. It was like, will you marry me, Jennifer, or whatever? And then the camera went to the 2 seats and nobody was sitting. So it was like she must have got up and gone to the bathroom. Oh. And then he's like, probably trying to get her like, let's go.
And
so
then
they missed it. Like, they never, I never got closure, but like.
She's better off.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He tried to jump for her.
Last one is some dude put her ring in a KFC chicken and cheese bowl.
Okay, did they meet? Did they work together at KFC? Was there a Tom and Bond with KFC?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did she say yes?
She did find it adorable.
Okay. Well, he knew her then.
But it was in the chicken cheese, like the one where they just put, at least buy her a bucket. Yeah, or something.
Amber, do you want your cubic zirconia covered in gravy when he proposes to you?
Absolutely not. Okay. But right. I love that you just called it that.
I'm really impressed that you just backhandedly called her man right now.
No, I was
cheap
just,
as hell.
I was just.
And she's a gravy eater. So, like, it was a double slam. But do you want it in food at all? Would you want it in your, like, champagne glass?
No.
Want him to get down on one? You want him to do the traditional?
And I hope, I think I want my full name as well, middle and all.
If you could write out.
Wow.
I have some ideas. Point them to my Pinterest.
Oh.
He's got the ring. He's got the ideas. It's all good.
Could you ask that?
No, there's so much. All I want is like either lights or candles or like just romantic.
Okay.
And private and down on one knee with my full name.
And no gravy. And no Bud Light.
And an oval ring. Gold.
Oh, oval cut.
This feels like so many hoops. If you're listening, dude, run! All right, well, if you've been a part of a pathetic proposal, we want to talk to you. Sarah?
Yay!
Yay!
Pathetic proposal.
His proposal was great. I'm the one who ruined it.
Oh.
We're married now, but he's a very stoic dude, never does anything romantic. And girls, by the way, almost always know when this is going to happen. And
of
I
course.
Knew he was doing it. He took us up to the Cave of the Winds, and they have this, like, fairy cave where some fairy prince got married.
Yep.
And he wanted to take me there, but he did this lantern tour where it's like pitch black. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I threw a scene and we walked away. But he saved it and he took us over to the Red Rocks and climbed up onto a rock and handed me the ring and all that.
But he was going to, he had a whole probably elaborate thing in the darkness with the lantern. And you're like, I'm ruining the whole thing. I will not participate.
It was dark and wet and cold. And I just, I'm not proud of myself, but I really ruined it for him.
In the end, you're kind of, I mean, even though he had a good, like an elaborate idea, like you don't want somebody to be like, damp during their proposal. Right? He's like, hey, isn't this scary here? Our whole lives could be like this. Yeah, like, do you want to be in a state of elation?
I think you guys describe marriage to a T to be like dark, damp.
Right. Yes. It was a good spot. The rest of our lives could be just like this, Sarah. Thank you for the call. Jill.
Yes.
What was your pathetic proposal?
Yeah.
Oh, so my husband now took me to the mall. We were shopping. He took me into a jewelry store. They let me try on a ring to see how I liked it. And when they told us how much it was, he said, I guess we could get engaged. And
what?
They took a Polaroid picture of us. And that's what I have.
Wait,
Polaroid picture.
I guess we can get engaged.
So your eternal love is based on the price point at Zales? I was like, had it been a little too high, you'd have been like, I guess we're breaking up.
Oh my God.
What?
Wow.
I think it was like, I can buy that now. So let's get engaged. But yeah, it wasn't romantic. I have a Polaroid picture that
he never even really asked. It was more of a passive, I guess. That's.
Yeah, it was definitely never actually a, will you marry me? Will you?
Yeah.
That's
he's a charmer.
That is. Well, you still said.
This is true.
All right. Thank you, Jill. Wow. Shelby.
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Pathetic proposals.
So this was actually when my stepdad proposed to my mom. Little background real quick. Anytime he came over to her apartment when she was living with me and, you know, just me and my brother, he would always go to her fridge and steal her beer. Always. It would never go short. It was always first thing he'd do when he would go over there was go straight to her fridge and steal all of her beer.
Oh.
So one night he came over and he brought a brand new six pack because he felt bad. And he went and put it in the fridge, and he put the ring box with the ring on top of the six-pack inside the fridge. And it was one of those kind of, like, outdated kitchens, you know, the old-school style, where the door to the fridge was obviously lower than, like, your chest. So they're sitting in the living room, and he says, hey, babe, go grab me a beer. And she kind of looks at him like, okay.
Get your own damn beer, you stealer.
Right. But so she opens the door, and because it was one of those old fashioned kind of refrigerators, all she had to do was reach over the outside of the door and just pull one out. So she didn't actually open it and look in the fridge. She just opened the door and put her arm over the door just to grab one.
So he's going to have to drink six beers before she notices it.
Well, that's exactly what happened. She pulled out the wrong beer. And so she brought it to him, and he looks at her and he doesn't know what's going on, so he just that's the wrong one. I don't want that one. Go get me another one. And so they get into a little bit of a tiff. She was like, what are you talking about? You go get your own.
Right.
And so eventually she ended up going back and going and standing in front of the refrigerator, saw the box, and then, you know.
This is my proposal?
This is it. I get to bring you a natty ice with a ring on it? Woo! Let's spend forever together. Thank you, Shelby. Sarah.
Yeah.
Pathetic proposals.
All right. So I've been with my man for 9 years. We have two kids together. And we just had our second. So we had a 2-month-old at home. His parents wanted to take a family. They had a family reunion in Kansas. Oof. And they wanted all of us to go on an RV to Kansas on Mother's Day weekend. And I told him he had to deal with it. I did not want to do this trip. I thought it was a horrendous idea with a 2-month-old. And he said, in order to get out of it, he said, I have an idea. Why don't we just get married? And my response was, oh, God, show me a ring then. And then, unfortunately, he had one. He ran into the garage, came back out with it.
You got married to avoid going in an RV.
Well,
no, that was his idea. So he puts the ring on the dining room table, tells me to open it, and then puts a fist bump across the table for me to fist bump, which I did.
Fist bump and is implied, yes.
And then I was nervous. I was like, wait, does that mean we just got engaged, but then I closed it and gave it back to him and told him to try harder.
Oh, wow. So he double fist bumped you.
Look at that. Can I do it in the RV? All the way to Kansas without help.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.